Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money, and here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick and Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show. Straight in.
Gosh.
Straight in at number one.
We're here all alone in cyberspace with you.
A pretty woman. Let's do it. Go away, minions.
Minionis.
Mod mode. I want full mod mode today. People are gonna get booted and suited. Come in, guys. We're live.
Come closer. Come closer and listen. Don't know the rest of the words. Though. That was a big opening, but I can't back it up.
We're in. The show is on. We're live. Let's say hello to everyone as they come in. Asbo. Oh. VFX 86, The Smiths, Retro, Hamo Hash, Jim, Dell, GC, Chaz, Mutation, Beer, The Devil Wears Primark, Primark Gemma, Kriv, Dave, Paddy, Sharon, Coin Gary.
All the people, Cantona, all the people.
Carrie Addy in the house, Ewan Walter, Luke Legg, Lance, LeJazz, Mandy. 17 months, welcome back. Thank you for subbing, Stacey, Library Cat, Carova, Milkman, A Up Ducks, Leanne, McPaul's, Alice Rose, Shopping, Emmy Boo, Ian PJ,
Jalford, Blanco, Alfie, Noakes, Stacey, Zerma, Jalford again, Rap Dump, M's a lot, G1372, my favourite of the 1372 family, Tweeny 12, Mumala, and Bungle Love Rainbow. Mr. Ed.
Richard, how much is there? BAPT. Matty Husted, Andrea, sub for chair.
Creative Relaxing by Jasmine.
Darkness Dreams. Welcome. Welcome. We're having what we call a soft start. I cut my nose today. Let's have a little look at this. It's been some
you sustained day. A DIY injury.
I haven't sorted out the... let's do it this way, actually. Here we go. Even better. We can do it even better. Come on. Come a little bit close, see you, my kind of man. So big.
Oh dear, that is a very nasty gash.
It was bleeding a lot.
It's a very nasty gash there.
It doesn't look like much, but it's bleeding like some of the blackheads.
What I would like, what I would pay for, we have sex workers. I would, or maybe they can't hear me here. Can they hear me? Yeah. I would pay for someone, preferably a woman. I don't have a problem with men massaging me, but I would prefer a woman to squeeze all of the spots on my back and my nose.
No, you don't need to do that.
Will you do it for me?
No. I bought you the other day the absolute primo facial kit, and you haven't touched it, it's still in the box. Start washing your face properly. Honestly, you'll see a difference within a couple of days.
But I want, okay.
Try it.
Okay, back to the
no, point. No. You don't need to squeeze. You don't need to squeeze.
On the back?
Well, use that.
On the back?
What's it called that I gave you?
Doesn't work. I want someone to squeeze the spots on
it
the
works.
Back. It doesn't. So I would pay for that. I would pay. Yes, I would like to be dressed in surgical clothes so we can pretend that it's some kind of medical routine. But yeah, I would like that. I would like to pay. Is it? Do they have that on Craigslist? They don't have personals on Craigslist now. But they must. There must be a. There must be somewhere I can pay for this. Must be somewhere I can pay for this service. And that, for me, would be the ultimate.
Well,
let me be your fantasy. Yeah.
We've all got
I'm
dreams.
Rushing on pink champagne. I'm rushing on pink champagne. Shot's a little close tonight, but that's the way it goes. Tomorrow, hair is on point. I didn't dry it today with the hair. I've been using the hair dryer to get the slick back look, but I didn't. I've been wearing the hat. I washed it. I put the gel on. The gel. I put the whatever it is on.
Product, they call it these
pomade.
Days, don't they? Oh, pomade.
And then I put the hat on.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to try experiments with the camera. I'm going to put it on, well, I'll put it on one of these arms, like a Rode microphone arm, and we're going to put the camera.
Check it, you're flexing.
I'm going to put it on a Rode microphone arm and sit, and I might have to move the monitors around, but that will be annoying. So we might do a bit of that.
So that's something to look forward to tomorrow for you.
That's something to look forward to. And it means, what it means is that we can move the camera. That's what we're going
to
do.
Wouldn't that be a treat? And you can see right up his nostrils.
Ribena Rosie says, save me from the landmark form. I don't know what that
what
means.
What is this?
But you are saved. Dominus Sanctus Christo Patriarchi. Namaste. I haven't done my Streamlabs overhaul yet. I'm scared. If I'm honest, I'm scared of getting in because I know I'm going to bugger it up and I'm going to forget stuff. And it will be a one-man job. It'll be this guy.
Only because you get you get engrossed, then shirty,
all right, you do
then
it.
Enthusiastic.
You do
no, 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 no. Then enthusiastic, then happy. And I like you to have that process. I like you to keep it special.
Big day tomorrow. We've got meeting with Zoom, with Twitch, with Jeff Bezos's left-hand man. 11, 12. We've got a meeting with one of our sponsors. It's Nick from Poseidon.
Mm.
He wants to whip us into shape.
I'm up for that.
I'm up for it. I need it. I've been a bad boy, Nick. I've been a bad, bad boy. And I need whipping up into shape. I've been a bad boy. One of the grown-up cats has come in. And I'm sorry to say, grown-up cats, the baby cats ate all of your dinner.
Wow.
Sorry about that. Oh, the light's still on.
Oh, I know what Landmark is. Landmark is a kind of...
Magic.
No. You remember Keith Malley went to Landmark? You go to... It's like motivational speeches all day, but it's the reason why his now ex-wife...
I'll give you that.
..rang him up during the break and finished with him. Said she wanted a divorce because she was at this thing and they kind of rev you up. And then afterwards, you have to go out and kind of proselytise to everyone else.
I will give you... We'll motivate you. You are a worthless piece of trash. You need to change your attitude. 360. No, that would be going the same direction. 180. Now. And become the human being you deserve to be. How's the Dick and Dot, Richard and Dom app going in the mornings? Well, I don't set an alarm, but when I will need an alarm, I'm going to be using that.
Yes.
I will be using it because it's good.
I've had it for naps. It's nice. It's nice.
Good. The interview of them is up now, actually, on the YouTube channel. If you go to the YouTube channel, all of the videos, all of the full shows, the changing rooms, tomorrow's, we have to wait 48 hours before we upload it.
It's just the rules.
It's just the rules.
Big Jeff likes us to keep it special.
Hey, by the way, we got our first like proper full month payment from you guys from Twitch.
Thank you.
Let's just say it's a little bit more than £40. Thank you. The subs and the bits and all of that is coming in. And may God bless each and every one of you. But yeah, go to the YouTube channel. Subscribe. It's free. Want to get to 10,000. It's taking forever to get to 10,000. Doesn't make any difference. It's just a number. But, you know, we make literally about £2.85 a day from that. Which is all right.
Not to be sniffed at.
It's all right. Every little bit helps. And I've set the ad sent that the payment, we won't get a payment until we make £200.
It's all good.
We're a little bit off that, which is very exciting.
When that ship comes in, though, the drinks are on him.
Speaking of which, we're not here Thursday.
Because the drinks are on
you guys. No, we decided to live a little. We took some time off when we were at Talk Radio to go and see some gigs.
Oh, yeah.
Made no difference.
Well, no, it made a significant difference to our morale.
Well, yeah, it did. And we didn't get paid or anything. You know, it means we didn't get paid. But it was... and then I was on Twitter today and someone said...
Thank you, BroccoliDan76.
Thank you. And someone said, I've got two tickets for Narina Palo this Thursday, 9:30, at Brasserie in London.
Yeah.
Now, I've said I'm not going to go to any live shows until there's a vaccine. But he also cannily posted up. Have you seen the venue map? Let me show you the tweet that he sent. Because he cannily posted up the venue. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, that's not many people. But there it is.
Oh, look.
That's not many people. And that looks distance enough for me to give this a punt. So we're going to go. I love Narina Palace. Oh my God. So this is it. So we are here.
There's a lot of boobies.
Stage is there.
Hmm.
Bar is there, Kath. You're going to struggle. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's 14 other tables. So 2 plus 3 is 5, 6, 7, 11. 13, 17, 21, 23, 27, 29, 31, 35, 37, 40, 42 people. I can handle that. Beyonce, okay. Can you handle this?
Always.
So we're going to go. A guy just posted, I wanted to live, and I went and I messaged him, said I'll have him if no one's got him. And he got back and said yeah, and I said to Kath, should we take, look, this is good, we just got our first proper payment from Twitch yesterday. Next Thursday I'm starting college. Should we have a night off and just live maths? It was it annoyed me that I ended up counting in odd numbers. And anyway, should we go? And she said, yes. And we're going to go out for a meal. And we're going to go out and see a concert. What was the last concert we saw? Was it Cher?
I think it might have been.
It was supposed to be Barry Manilow.
Oh, The Who we were supposed to see.
Yeah, yeah. I think Cher was the last concert that we saw. So we're going to go and see Narina. I love Narina. I was listening to her last album today, Stay Lucky, which was an album I liked it when it came out. I loved it today. Oh, it's only 3 years old, but it's aged very, very well. I liked it when it came out. I loved it today. Absolutely loved it. We should ask her to come on, actually, at some point. I just don't want to hassle her or make her feel that she's under any obligation, you know. But we should ask her to come on.
We get on. I'm sure she wouldn't see it as a hassle.
So we're going to go to a gig. So we're not here Thursday. So there's... the song she broke out with was Sapphire. Sapphire, Sapphire, I'm burning. I don't want to play too much because then we get... This is There's everybody's gone to. This was a big hit. Was that? This is the.
Put your hands up.
This is. That voice. And she's this very tiny human being, in the same way that Neil Hannon is, very tiny. But there's something going on with the lungs in those two, because just this, I'm getting goosebumps thinking that we were so lucky that she came in once and she sat in this tiny little studio with me to pre-record an interview and had a guitar with her. She said, do you want me to play a song? Yes. Oh, God. And it's just this.
She's great. She's so lovely.
What was Hands Up? Where's that?
Put your hands up. That was on, later, that was on the one with the hat.
That's the one produced by Bernard Butler. Here we go. This is like a sort of 60s album.
I love this one.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think we've been so lucky. Oh, it's Dear Frustrated Superstar. What was the song on that? You're right. What was this? What was the hit from that? It wasn't... What was the hit from Dear Frustrated Superstars? Anyone know? That was the first, I think the first album. I can't remember what the hit was. Guys? I haven't listened to this for ages. I forgot about that album.
I didn't know that one.
So we're going to go and see her on Thursday. So that leaves us with a question for you. Of course, normally on Thursday we do the quiz night.
Yeah.
We need a better name than that quiz night, because that makes
night.
It sound like...
Games night.
Boys versus girls.
Battle of the sexes.
We need a better name for it than that. But do we do it tomorrow? Or do we do it next week? Do we do it tomorrow or do we skip a week? I know Catherine is keen to skip a week.
I'm not. Fine.
Because she's...
I'm all good.
Well, I've got the electric shock game down there. If you pass me that... Is that down... Oh, where's that box gone?
I'm unable to move.
Right, must not dox myself.
Oh, why do you always get painful presents?
Dirty bee.
Why
that
though?
That
this isn't fun. This isn't fun, it hurts.
You love it. You love it, girl. Well, Friday. We'll do Man O' Man. Man O' Man or... No. Friday we're doing Changing Rooms.
Again? Don't you want to change it up?
No.
Oh, okay.
We've also got a guest, Nick Gary's coming on
right.
Friday. Nick Gary's great, right? I was a late discoverer of him. He released this album in 1968 and it sold zero copies, right? But...
Apparently the song you were reaching for with Narina is Patience.
Okay.
Thank you, Star Chaser 79.
That voice. It's like this epic, sort of slightly psychedelic baroque pop album that sold zero copies. Then he went off and managed a ski resort and then did a few more recordings and then just become kind of a bit of a cult kind of thing. And I've been... isn't it beautiful?
Watching you is nice. Oh, mate.
This is my favourite. This is it. I love this. This is great. I like songs that have got an okay verse, then an epic chorus. And this, they're gonna pull all the audio for this. So it doesn't matter. Here we go. Oh, now he's coming on, and I don't know if he's a casualty or not.
Okay.
He said, putting it delicately, the strings. Boom, boom. Anyway.
Look at the chat. Mad Jamon's just thrown open the doors. Good evening, everyone.
So we got this.
Oh, God. It's got no batteries. Oh.
What is it? Double
A's?
If it's double A's, I've got loads of them. Let me go and get it.
No, it's fine.
Let me go and get the... Let's go and get some screwies and some batties. Wait. Why? Oh, you dirty cow.
He's talking to the cat, not me.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sounds like he's found some.
Place.
Oh.
I put them in here, didn't I?
Oh. Well, I don't take them out. That's for the children.
Oh, but I'm not seeing them for a few days. They're in... The kids are in isolation because of the COVID. Here we go.
Oh, good.
So we can do...
I don't think they're the right girth.
Claire says, Ian's got ants in his pants. Like... I have, right? I really want to get a test for bipolar. I think I'm bipolar. And I was buzzing today. And so what I was trying to do was to stop myself going off and doing five different things at once. I was talking myself through what I was doing. So I was saying...
Ah! I'm joking.
What's that? Ha, 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 ha. Hang on, I'm in charge of this. I'm in charge of this. Well, you've lost the screw.
No, you took it out. Don't blame me.
So what we need... Right, so we're going to set this up fairly and squarely. And this isn't it. This is just a test, okay? So what we want is we want... How are we going to do? Oh, I know what we're going to do. We're going to copy you. It's that. We're going to copy... We're going to go there. We're going to paste. And then we're going to make that. There we go.
Excellent.
Right, so what do we do?
Grip and press, is it?
What are these? I guess grip and press. All right, so we're going to put it on the minimum. Like, we'll put it on... Whoa, shoot. So it goes up to 4. We'll put it on 1. It's on 1. Okay. So, you hold that.
I don't really want to.
Hold that. Hold it. It won't go. You've got to hold it tight. Put your finger, thumb on there. Let's read the instructions.
I don't like these games. Can we not play something nice, like Pictionary?
Let's read the instructions. There we go. Okay. Have I been tested for borderline personality disorder? No, I haven't. I'd love
to get all the tests, man.
I would love to be, if you could fix that. Select 2 to 4 players. No, leave that as it is.
Why? It doesn't seem like it should be there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You can unplug that. Oh, look. Here we go. You take it out. Oh, shit, it's loaded!
Did you get it?
No. I'm not touching that.
I don't like the music. I don't like the... I don't like the principle. I don't like the idea of it. I don't like the aim of the game.
Right.
This is awful.
Select 2 to 4 players. Okay. Can we get any of that? Select 2 to 4 players. When the sound stops...
One player.
Press the button to start. When the sound stops and the trigger light goes from red to green, the last person to press the trigger switch gets a shot. But be warned, if you press too soon. So, let's guess it. When the sound stops and the trigger light goes from red to green, the last to press the trigger switch gets a shock. So when it goes red, the last to press it. Okay.
Some pervert saying we should hold the spare ones. No.
Right, so we're going to start on level one.
I don't like this at all.
Hold it and you've got to press it. When it goes to green, you've got to press the button.
Which button? That one? This one?
This one. Now, if you press it now.
No.
Okay, well done. She's learning. She's learning.
I've got quite sweaty hands. Am I going to get, you're just going to see my skeleton, my hair up on
end. When the sound stops and the trigger light goes, which the trigger light is here. You guys can't see. It'd be good if you could see the trigger light, wouldn't it? Okay, you can't. All right, but the trigger light, when it goes, there we go. When it goes from red to green, hang on, let's turn this off.
Move them
again.
Out of the way.
Yes, all right, mate, all right.
I don't want to play this game.
Yes, you do.
Don't.
You will. This is what's going to get us the followers that we need. Okay, so we turn it on. We should see. Right. Okay.
No, I don't like this.
Right. So when the sound stops and the trigger goes from red to green, the last to press the trigger switch gets a shock. If you press too soon, you ready? Right, I'm doing it with my. I was doing it in my left hand.
I don't want to do this.
You're quick, baby girl. Right, we're gonna go up to two.
No, no.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Look, we're gonna get. Look at those bits and those subs. Come on. Thank you, Dan. Right, you ready? Hold
no.
it.
No.
Hold it. That was on one, this is on two. Go! Now!
Stop it.
Oh!
Is it bad?
No, it's not! But it's enough to make it. I tell you what, it's not as bad as the ones I had in the jungle when I got them and I wasn't faking it.
Okay, well, that's a lot of fun. Let's leave it special for another time.
Now we got to three.
No. Because
I can't beat you. I can't beat
up
you.
Up to three will not make any difference. Just means that when I get zapped, it's going to be a strong one.
Here we go.
No.
Come on.
Put it down to two.
It's on three. No. Here we go. Here we go. We've got to do some adverts in a minute, but no, this is what people are paying for. You press the start button.
No, I don't want to play it.
Play it?
No.
Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Last go. Last go, and we'll do it on four. And
then no, I'm not doing it on four. I don't like pain games.
That's not what some of the boys have been telling me. All right, let's do it on three.
No.
Here we go.
I don't want to do it.
Well, I will put it up
you
your
arse. You do it by yourself.
I'll shove this up your arse.
You bloody will not.
Come on. Can't do it by myself because then I'll get a shock either way.
Yeah, you will.
Hold it.
Let me see what it's on.
Three.
Where?
It's there.
Where's the thing?
The dial I've been doing.
Okay, that's the end of that. Let's put it back in the box. Oh, no. You cheeky little get. Look what I found.
What have you found?
Look what you set it to.
I haven't set it to anything. What does it say? Hang on. What does it say? They can't. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. Let's have a little look here. This one will focus. Go on. Closer.
Can you see what you set it to?
You're not. Hold it still.
Extreme shock. Not normal, extreme.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Get.
Oh, well, then that's just the volume control, is it? Hang on, is that the volume? No, that's the shock. Get it off me! Get it off me! Get it off me! It's live! Get it off me!
Throw it. Burn it by fire! The end.
It was on extreme. Okay, let's take these batteries out because I don't trust this.
I don't like that game.
I'm not convinced I like it.
I think you like it a bit too much. You're a weirdo.
Ian cheats. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
You shouted now.
Excuse me. I didn't cheat. I didn't cheat.
You made me press it.
I didn't make you.
You did. You stitched me up. What kind of mate are you?
I'm not. We're not mates.
Not anymore. We're not.
That's workplace bullying, mate. I was imagining that you were down Wootton or something. A wheel of fortune. Wait, where's the doorbell?
That electric shock looks fabulous on her. Right.
Great game for the kids. Well, the kids are interested in playing it, but they won't because my kids are pussies. Oh, it's hot tonight.
It's very, very, very close indeed, my friends. Ladies and gents.
Hey, I scared Kath last night after the show. We go and have a little bite to eat, and we listen to a little bit of Alan Bezek on the wireless. We're going to sit in the kitchen and have that. But then, as she was going to the car, I turned all the lights off in this house.
This is quite a big room when you don't know where you're going.
Pitch black.
And I knew that you hadn't gone out of the room.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was some idiot loitering in the dark.
Not an idiot, actually. It's offensive. And she just, what was it you kept shouting? Keep moving! Keep moving!
You better keep moving! Hello?
Keep moving!
Yeah, because when he stopped, I knew he was going to Kato me at some point.
But then what I would do... So right, imagine this, the room is complete darkness. So I would be walking, and then I'd stop...
Keep moving. You keep moving.
Oh.
Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, I ducked down.
Because I was doing that to see if you were there. I didn't think to do this. Next time I'm going to lie on the floor and grab your legs.
Oh, God.
Wheel of Fortune.
He's coming on. Anyway, oh, I've really got to play some ads, and then we'll talk about our sponsors and then we'll do the body, blah, 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 blah. I've got to write to Viz tomorrow because we're going to be sponsoring the letters page of the 300th edition of Viz. It's going to be sponsored by the Late Night Alternative. How nuts is that?
Nuts is the week after.
And it's looking like we might be being sponsored by Viz for a week or so. It's looking like I've just got to finalise. Hey, if you want to sponsor the show, the email address is latenightalternative@gmail.com.
You don't have to write a mucky comic, but it helps.
No, you don't. It will be cheaper than you think. It's hundreds. It's not thousands. And it's in the low hundreds. And, it's cheaper than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we'll do our sponsors in a bit because we'll have a little break.
We got a letter from the Mr. Men today.
Oh, my God, we did, didn't we?
The Mr. Men.
This was from Rhiannon. By the way, have you heard the new Miley Cyrus song?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. All right, have a listen to this. Tell me is the chorus, I think. Who you think...
Stevie Nicks?
Oh.
Is that where you were going with it?
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. Because you said Rhiannon.
Okay. Is the new one called... Is it this... Isn't it? Already? Stevie Nicks vibe.
Oh, it sounds like Tell Me Lies.
But then the chord... She's doing the kind of lies like that.
In it?
The chorus is great. Stevie. It sounds like that the Edge of 17 record, doesn't it? It's that kind of vibe, isn't it? I like that.
I do.
So Rhiannon, the senior marketing for Mr. Men, Little Miss and Hello Kitty.
Oh, my God.
You read it, Catherine, because I think it's...
Hi, Ian and Catherine.
Quite angry this evening.
Hope you're both doing well. Some of our team are big fans of the show and we loved the recent Mr. Men quiz on Ian versus Catherine. Congrats to Catherine on the win.
Well, this is... Yeah, who did that? Was that Nelly?
Yeah.
That's unusual because normally his quizzes are crap. But this has got a little bit of media interest.
We'd love to send you both a couple of goodies, but wanted to check if this would be okay. So could you please let me know the best address?
So I replied, hello, Rhiannon. Thank you for the lovely email, although I think Catherine cheated.
Well, so you tried to cheat by tickling me, but you gave me a final nudge towards Mr. Tickle. So
that's
backfired.
What happens, guys. That's what happens. You see what I'm saying? That's what happens.
The audio is really bad. Who cares? Who cares? I have heard Miley's version of Jolene, yeah.
Well, you know who her godmother is?
Nigel from Maidstone.
Dolly Parton. Mm. Dolly Parton.
You did paint or porn, Nelly, that was it.
Of course you did.
Show's really... By the way, the show is really taking shape at the moment.
Yeah, it's wibbly, but it's a definite shape.
It's a wibbly shape.
It's like...
That's what happens when two...
It's like Mr. Messy.
Collide. So we're going to get some Mr. Men merch and hopefully we're going to wear it, not display it. I don't want to display it. I want to wear it.
Ooh, what might it be?
I'd like an XL Mr. Man shirt, please.
I want a great big pair of brogues. You know, massive ones.
That's very nice. That was very nice. I was excited to get that email. That email made my...
That email.
It was a very nice thing to happen.
Yeah.
Should we do some sponsors? Sponsors.
I would like to take a phone call first.
Would you?
I would like to take a phone call first.
I'm going
to
make that happen.
Okay, how?
Well, you're going to open the phone lines.
Right, so I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, and then I'm going to say, the phone lines are open if you would like to give Ian a ring. Just Ian, though.
Okay.
Because he wants to take a phone call. Okay. He's an unknown person. So you know, it's going to be trouble.
Oh, they hung up. They bottled it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello? Withhold my number? Hello? Hello? I withhold my number? Hello? I withhold my number?
No.
I'm not funny? Hello, I'm not funny? I've been funny you for a long time?
Let's listen to this knob. Hello? Hello? Oh, we're going. We can't hear you. Hang on a minute. Why can't we hear you?
Now, why are you an unknown person, Alistair?
What's going on? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello? I've withheld my number.
It wasn't even him. Here we go. Here we go. Hello. Alistair, what's going on?
The last thing was done by Skype for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know how to turn my microphone on, Ian.
What a world. What a gay day.
You're suffering technical difficulties on this show.
The flies.
Yeah.
Piece of trash. All right, Mr. Miyagi, watch where you're putting your flipping chopsticks.
I just say that it's a terrible...
Oh, God, crushed it with my head! Oh, hang on. I crushed a fly with my hand.
Right.
Hang on.
Go and give that a burial at sea and wash your finger.
I crushed a fly with my hand. Okay.
Alistair, sorry.
Hi, Catherine. It was a terrible thing Ian did to you with that game.
Well, actually, it wasn't as bad as I made out. It wasn't as bad as I made out, really. But it was not a nice game. I don't like pain games, do you?
No, how do you put up with him?
Well, he has his little moments.
Anyway, can I have a moan? I've been a bit down.
Do it. What's going on?
Fed up over the weekend, so.
Why? Any reason?
It was just the downturn of my sort of into my depression. I guess I'm a bit light in. Maybe not as kind of the extremes aren't as much as it would appear from what Ian said. But I was sort of...
He's not licking my bumhole. We're having a conversation.
No, Patty was licking my bumhole.
Oh, sorry, he's talking to the cat.
Patty was licking
Patty licked his bumhole.
He's had a bad weekend. Give him some morale boosting.
Talk to me, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, you know when you've got that sort of state of mind where every thought that comes into it goes into what I call the depression vortex.
Yes.
Which is like, and so you think, well, everything I've done in my life has been a disaster.
Yeah.
And everything, I don't deserve anything anyway because I've contributed nothing.
Right.
And sorry, I'm just ringing up with a bad vibe, aren't I?
No, you're not at all. How do we unpick that ever so slightly? We can't solve it tonight, and this too shall pass, and all of that. But what if I were to give you an example of where you had helped and contributed to society? Would you be able to hear it? Yes. Well, you helped in a not insignificant way to get Ewan sober, who phoned up. You remember he phoned us on the radio, and you just happened to be on the line, and I saw you on the line, and I knew you had a bit of sobriety, so I said to Ewan, oh, do you mind if I bring in Alistair? And he is now sober, and he is now working the steps. And you helped in a huge way.
Mm-hmm.
Him. Mm-hmm. You helped him in a huge way. And I did my step five. I did most of my step five the other day. And I am inspired in part by you doing your step work and you maintaining your sobriety during lockdown. And I heard you talking about doing step work and I thought, oh man, I need to pull my finger out a little bit. Alistair's beating me. You know, in that weird way. It's not a race, none of that. But I thought, Alistair's beating me.
Just gave you a little nudge.
So I am thrilled to say that I've almost done my step five. I've got to go back and just have a little chat with my sponsor. But it's basically done. And we can start looking at step six and seven, my defects of character, and asking for them to be removed. So you, and this isn't me just saying this, oh, let's say something to make Alistair feel better. You genuinely were part, you were one of the things, one of the human beings that inspired me to crack on with my step work. And my God, I'm glad you did, because I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, that's great.
You did that. Are you hearing me with your heart?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I mean, I'm very enthusiastic about the steps and doing them and recommend them to anybody. And I'm particularly pleased that you know you found a new sponsor and that you've embraced it and doing it, and that's great. I'm kind of a bit stuck, as I thought I might be on step nine.
Right. Why? That's where we make amends. Where it would hurt others or ourselves to do so. Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you stuck?
Because just embarrassed. I mean, I think we touched on it, didn't we, the other last week or something, that just feel guilt all the time and shame.
But that's what step nine is. It's to help you get rid of the guilt. But part of me wonders if is there anything you missed off your four?
Missed off my... Oh, what do you mean?
Was there something that you didn't put on the step four that you're thinking, oh man, maybe I should have put that, but I didn't want to say it?
Oh, well, I'm sure I have. And
but there's nothing, is there anything that springs to mind that I'm definitely not going to tell anybody this? I'm keeping this secret.
I think I've told my sponsor most things. I can't think of anything.
Okay, well then, if there's nothing that you have deliberately thought, I'm not going to tell them about that. I saw a great share in a meeting the other day. You must have heard this. Someone was talking about doing step four and five. And the guy said, the great thing about doing it is if you say, basically, you share a lot of your crappy secrets and stuff you've done. And it's embarrassing telling your sponsor all of this stuff. But if you say to your sponsor, I shagged a chicken, the odds are your sponsor's going to say, yeah, I shagged two. That's kind of how it works. But if there is nothing, and I believe you, that you have, that you are consciously not telling, then you need to crack on with step nine when you feel ready, because that will remove the shame.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just,
is there one amends in particular that you are not looking forward to?
I don't know, really. I'm kind of thinking, well, some of the worst things I've done are those that I can't really find or contact anybody.
Okay.
My friends and family, I've kind of already apologised to.
Okay. Well, the ones that you can't contact people, may I ask what your sponsor has suggested doing about that?
Well, we're at that point of I need to have a meeting with him.
Great.
Because I've not had that meeting yet. Along with my depression and low mood, I'm sure there's kind of that avoidance in me as well. Because I've been saying for a couple of weeks to him when I saw him on Monday at a meeting, I must give you a ring and da-di-da and get together. And I know you're working now, you probably haven't got much time to meet me, and you know, and maybe I'm, you know, avoidance is taking a part of it as well.
Yeah.
But
can I read you something?
Know. Go on.
Let me read you something, man, because this is great. We don't have this in NA, but we have this. You have this in AA, and it turns out this is true, right? Hang on. Where's screen two? Let me get screen two up because I want people to see this. This is great, right? I can't make it any bigger, so maybe you can't see it. Anyway. Let me read you the AA promises, right?
Mm-hmm.
The AA promises. If we are painstaking about this phase of development, this is promises. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. You're over halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and happiness. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realise that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Alistair, are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialise if we work for them. Those are the promises. Yeah. That's a promise.
Yeah.
So you've just got to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
The longer you sit on this, the worse you're going to feel. And I guarantee you, once you speak to your sponsor, the ones where you don't know who the people are, there will be another way of making an amends. It'll be writing a letter. It'll be given to a charity. It'll be saying a prayer. It'll be helping out in a charity. It'll be doing something, right? It will not be doing it again. Don't indirect amends are basically not doing the thing that you did ever again. That's it.
No chance of that.
Good. Well, I know that. But you need to say that to your sponsor. You need to have that conversation with your sponsor and see what he suggests as the amends for those situations where you can't go back and apologise to those people directly. And you'll feel better for it. That's a promise.
Can I tell you something that I just read in the chat? Gatford was saying that he finds you the most genuine caller that we have. And someone else has written, Dangra 1996 says, my uncle has struggled with addiction and I regularly send him Alistair's calls.
Wow. Wow. And yet you were a hopeless alcoholic that was causing mayhem.
Yeah.
Look at you now. You're helping people that you'll never know.
Go and put the phone down. Go and read the chat.
Yeah.
Because people are saying nice things. Do it.
We'll be right back. should.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.